Getting into shape. Okay, let's start getting serious. The rest of this book is going to be dedicated towards getting you in shape and taking care of your body. It isn't going to come easy. You're probably going to hate some parts of this. But if you stick through it, it will bring great results. Ha, just joking. The programs are actually really easy. Anyone can do them. Even a really, really, really fat person. Yes, you! Or maybe not you. So go and enjoy that last burger or deep-fried waffle and let's get moving. Literally. This will be more fun than you think. How hard should you push yourself? We strongly recommend that you listen to your body to gauge the correct exercise intensity that is right for you. Always consult your doctor before beginning any new exercise program, including ours. How hard should I exercise? The intensity of the exercises you engage yourself in is very important. One of the best and easiest ways to monitor your performance and stress levels is being able to keep a conversation going while active. Yes, that's right. Talk to yourself out loud, or talk to a friend while training. If you can do this comfortably, you will be in a reasonably safe level of intensity. If you ever gasp for breath, then slow down. And when we say gasp for breath, we mean gasp, not I need a rest, and therefore I want to gasp. Keep the activities up and constant. Here is a spot in the book where there are some charts on how hard you have to exercise to have an impact on losing weight and what activities will burn the most calories. To get the charts, send an email to freestuff@losingweightbeinghappy.com. Ask for the charts and the 60-day plan. Include your receipt, and they will be sent to you. Equipment and help. Get the right shoes fitted. Wear comfortable clothing. Chafing is common in the leg and groin area. You don't want to make this journey more difficult than you need to. Shorts and a t-shirt are needed. You probably need a few of both. Buy a towel. If you don't have one, you probably have bigger problems than your weight. Consider a monitoring system to track weight. You can download apps for your phone that are great tools for monitoring your calories and exercise programs. We recommend RunKeeper and MyFitnessPal. They are free. Don't do high-impact exercise in the beginning. It's fine to build up to, but jumping in with both feet landing on a hard surface is going to do more damage than good. Don't compare yourself to others in your class, gym, or out on the street. This is your journey. No one else. You have to do it alone. And you will. Don't watch shows like The Biggest Loser or any other weight loss programs that humiliate people or ask them to buy products that don't help them. Keep focused on your goals and yourself only.